Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Gimel, in the middle of explaining Halacha Dalet, and the Ezra Tzuris Davos on Chavches Amo Beis, about 5 lines off from the bottom with the words of Ravo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yesi, and Chanina, and the Ezra Tzuris Davos on Lamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, about 3 lines from the top, and today's Davos sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh, Mem, Sharbas, Biyaka, Moshe, Hernish, Amo, Shed, Hav, and Aliyah. So we're in the middle of explaining our Mishnah, where we had a Bechar, firstborn animal, which has Kedusha, and fell into a bar on Yom Tef, and they were afraid it was going to die, and so they wanted to be able to determine whether or not it had a mum in order to be able to pull it out of the bar and shecht it. Rabbi Yehuda said that's okay. Rabbi Shimon said it's not, because Shimon holds that you're not allowed to check out the mum of a bechar on Yom Tef. Therefore, already from before Yom Tef, the owner was makta midaitai. He had in mind that he was never going to be able to use this on Yom Tef, so there's no ability for it to be pulled out of the bar. So now the Gemara just clarifies this. Rav Avos says, "B'shem Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, kol shemum may nikar me'erev Yom Tef." This is even referring to if its mum was recognizable before Yom Tef. It's not that it developed the mum on Yom Tef; it had the mum already before Yom Tef. Still, v'loy tir mumcha el b'Yom Tef ein zemen amuchan. They did not allow mumcha to come in on Yom Tef to check it out. That's because it's not men amuchan, as we just explained. He was makta midaitai. He had in mind that he was never going to be able to use it because mumcha is not allowed to check it out. Ask the Gemara, hold on. V'atani, we have a braisa, egel b'char shenayel matrefa b'yom tef mutter, that a firstborn calf that was born from a trefa on Yom Tef is mutter, which means that its mother's a trefa, so you can't say that it's muchan agav imai, that because its mother is muchan, it's muchan as well. Its mother was a trefa, so the mother wasn't able to be eaten. Nonetheless, it's still not mukta. The only thing we have to determine is whether or not it has a mum. As Chloe tells us that this b'char is mutter on Yom Tef because it was born on Yom Tef. You can't say it had the mum before Yom Tef. How do we answer this in Shitas Rav Shimon? So Gemara Chavta, someone off on top answers, and Ruch Chazi tells us Tifter, we could explain as follows: Sha'avar Mumcha V'rehu, as referring to where the Mumcha happened to be passing by the moment this Bechar was born, so it didn't even have a moment that it was considered Muktzah, that it wasn't Menamuchan, because as it was being born, the Mumcha happened to be there, and he saw that it had a Mum, and that situation that it'd be permitted. Now we have a Psak in this case, also of the Kumi Rav Imi, a story like this regarding a Bechar falling into a bar on Yom Tef, came in front of Rav Imi, the Savar Mimer Rav Yud, Rav Shimon, Alach Rav Yuda, and he wanted to say that when we have Machalikas Rav Yudin Rav Shimon, Alach Zak Rav Yuda, and therefore we'd be allowed to bring a Mumcha to check out this Mum. However, I see Rabbi Shai Masnis, the Bar Kapar Midroima, Rabbi Shai brought a Braisa from Bar Kapara of the south, Betani Yitav, a Chamay, the Cham say that Kol Shemum and Nikar Merav Yom Tef, even if the Mum was Nikar before Yom Tef, he knew that it had a Mum before Yom Tef, still Vlai Yitir Mumcha El Bi Yom Tef, Ein Zem Minamuchan, they did not allow bringing the Mumcha on Yom Tef checking it out, that's considered not Minamuchan, and Vekibla, he accepted this, Vechazer Bein, he was Chazer from this, therefore he went on to Paskin like Rav Shimon and not like Rav Yuda, therefore this animal would be Aser. Now the Gemara brings up another case regarding an animal that fell into a bar in Yom Tef. What about it and its son, which fell into a bar? Now this is a law of Mina Taira that tells us that a mother and its child animal are not allowed to be shechted on the same day. So both of them fell into a bar in Yom Tef. What's he supposed to do? He's afraid they're going to die. He doesn't want that to happen. Is there any way out of this? So Rabbi Lezer says, Yala Sarishayin Amanas Leshchait, he could pull the first one out with the intention that he's going to shecht it, V'yishchait, and then he would have to shecht it. But V'asheni, Oysenle Parnosum Kemish Layamos, the second one, there's nothing he could do for it. He can't pull it out of the bar. The only thing he could is give it parnasa in its place, which means to give it food to try to make sure that it doesn't die, and that's the best he could do. However, Rabbi Shua says, Yalos Arishanam Naslashchait, he could pull out the first one with intention to shecht it, but Vlayashchait, he doesn't have to shecht it, Vyarim, and he could do a trickery, Vyalos Hasheni, and then pull out the second one, Afal Bishalachisha Lichchait Echon Mehen Mutter. Even though he didn't have intention to shecht either of them, it's still Mutter. And the trigger of his is that he could say, oh, you know what? Maybe the second one, which is still in the bar, is fattier and juicier, and it's going to be more Lakavid Yom Tef, so therefore, according to Rabbi Shua, he has the way to pull out both of these animals from the bar. Obviously, he's not shechting both of them, but at least he could pull both of them out of the bar. So, Rabbi Baruch Yabai, he asks as follows, Machav Shitas Reb Lezer. Seems to be we have a steer in the Shitas Reb Lezer. Tamanu Omar, over there, Mesechas Pesachim, he says, the Mutter Laharim, one is allowed to do a trick. Vahachu Omar, Asa Laharim, and over here he says, it's also to do a trick. What's that referring to? So, it's talking about on Pesach, where a person made a dough, he intended to make matzah, and the problem is, before he was able to separate challah and give it to the Kayin, the dough became tame. So, now we have a big challenge over here. If he separates the challah right now, so it's not allowed to be baked, because that's called baking shaloi letzorech, because it's not allowed to be eaten due to the fact that it's tamei, so it means the dough is just going to be left to become chametz. And obviously that's a problem, because you can't have chametz on Pesach, and so you might say, fine, let's just separate the challah right now, and then burn it before it becomes chametz. Well, the problem with that is that you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yom Tef. This is kachim, challah is a type of kachim, and you're not allowed to burn tamei kachim on Yom Tef. So what's he supposed to do? The answer is, he doesn't separate the challah yet, he just makes a whole bunch of matzahs, puts them all in the oven, and then, once the individual matzahs are in the oven, he's kaira shame. He points to, let's say, one of them and says, that's the challah, and then he takes all the other ones out of the oven and leaves that one in to burn, and that way he's taking care of his issue of separating challah and it becoming chametz, but that's called a harama. That's a trickery. So you see that according to Rabbi Lezer, over there, a harama is mutter, but over here, with these two animals that fell into the barn Yom Tef, a harama is not permitted. What's going on? So the answer is, Taman, over there is Mishum Bayura Bali Matze. We don't want him to be Ever Bayura Bali Matze. say, so therefore we allow him to do it because he has no other way out. But v'hacha ma'islach, over here, when he has these two animals, what do you want? Why would there be a heter to take both of them out of the bar? To take one out is okay because he could shecht it, but the other one, there's no heter to take it out, so there's no reason to say that he could do a harama. We ask the same question now the other way around. V'chav shitas Rabbi Yeshua, we have a steer in shitas Rabbi Yeshua because tamanu amar asr laharim, over there in the case of the dough on Pesach that became tameh, he says it's asr to do harama, but v'hacha amar mutar laharim, over here with the two animals that fell into the bar in Yom Tov, he says it's mutar to do harama. So chav tesom beis on top, amar Rav Idi, he answers, kan shvus v'kan chayv chatos. Over here, in our case of the situation of the animal falling into the bar, it's only shvus, it's an isr drabanon of muktza, taking something out of the bar that's not mukhan, and so therefore mekel. But over there, there's a chayv chatos. Now, baking on Yom Tov shalal tzarech is not actually a chayv chatos, but still there's a lav to bake unnecessarily, therefore he's not matim to marim to do this trickery in the case of the dough. Now, amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he gives a different answer, hacha over here, kadei lachas on chsem shal Yisrael. The reason why Yeshua said it's but to do a trickery is because we're careful about the property and possessions of Yidden. We don't want him to lose out on this animal that's stuck in the bar. Maybe it's going to die, so we allow him to do this harama. But Taman over there, ma'islach, what's the problem? He's not going to be losing out on anything if we don't allow him to do this harama with the matzah dough. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yeshua, they argue about how to explain this. Chad kodein v'chad kodein. One explains like this one, and one explains like that one. Meaning one answers like Rav Idi, and the other answers like Rav Yisrael Bun. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha. Hey, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.